Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Speaking of that, I guess we are about to go inside the warped female brain. So if you're a man and you are confused by the way the mind of any woman in your life works, you may now text any and all questions to the Tech Needs text line, which is 97107. Tech Needs, staffing excellence. Danielle, once a week on this show, provides you with rare access inside the warped, crazy, psychotic female brain. So ask away. Are you ready, Danielle?
I am ready.
This is the first text of the morning, a 508 text. I have a friend with benefits. We've been friends for years. Benefits just started recently. She is constantly telling me I treat her well and give her great sex. Mm-hmm. Why then, I ask, won't she try something more serious?
Because you're probably not paying for dinner, and that's what she's hung up on.
You know.
Maybe she just doesn't like you in that way. The sex is great. You guys have a great time hanging out together. You're probably not future material.
That's what friends with benefits are. Yeah. Sex.
Future material.
You can have great sex with somebody. Amazing, mind-blowing, like, oh my God, this is the best thing of my life. But be like, there's no way I would ever settle down with you.
So somebody has to be future material.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And it just means you can't, even though the sex is incredible, you can't, as a woman, you can't see. Is it because he's not going to be a good provider?
No, maybe not a good provider. Maybe it's a money thing. Maybe it's a personality thing. Maybe he's a slob. Maybe it could be a million. Maybe you have different lifestyle choices. Maybe you have different goals. Who knows what it is? It just might be that, like, you're super compatible in that way. You have a ton of fun. Yeah. That's all good and fine. But, like, when it comes to actually living out the rest of your years or the next six, however long people stay married these days.
And don't get clingy because you're going to blow it.
Right.
Here's a 339 text. My girlfriend and I have been in a relationship for 3 years. She just recently asked me for a break and said that she needs some time to focus on herself, as she has lost love for who she is.
Oh.
This has come up so suddenly, and I'm a complete train wreck. We've always had such a strong relationship. Could you please tell me what might be happening, and if there may still be a chance for me?
There may be somebody else, and there may be a chance for you. I'm sorry that you're so devastated, because I've been there and I understand how shocking it is to have something come up suddenly like that. But it's, you know,
there's nothing worse than your super hot girlfriend goes to Fugawi with, like, her three best friends and then comes back, and, like, 2 weeks later she's like,
I need to work on myself. I had a really good time at Fugawi, but I think that, like, I need some time, because, like, I just have to find myself, and, like, I kind of lost who I am over the last few years.
You know, I used to love going to the pub in Malden with you, but I just spent 4 days on a yacht with Seth and six smoke show millionaires. Sorry, guy.
Let's see. I have a female. It's a 617 text. I have a female roommate living with me for the last 4 months. Her boyfriend lives out of state. After some time, we started flirting, and she seemed to be interested in flirting back at me. Last month, her boyfriend came to visit, so I kept my distance and stayed quiet. Mm-hmm. And last week, he left again, and a couple days ago, she texted and said she noticed that I had changed and asked if I was mad. Does that mean that she misses how flirty I was with her, and is she DTF?
She probably is.
Yeah.
You know, it's that separation thing. Like, when you spend some time, when you first are away from a person, you realize how crappy it was. Then after time goes by, you start to remember the good stuff, and you forget the crappy stuff, and you're like, oh, you know, this wasn't so bad.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. All right.
Here's DTF, though.
774 text. My girlfriend recently decided to grow out her lawn.
Seems to be a common thing lately. Yeah.
It's all the rage.
How do I tell her I prefer the pavement?
Just tell her that. And then she's the one that has to shave.
Is it going to offend her?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Just don't, gentlemen, it's all in the approach. Did you say, like, you know, I really liked it when you had it the other way, or, you know, find a way to describe it that's FCC friendly. That's what I have to go. Don't be like, you know, that's really gross. I don't know why you would do that. It looks terrible. Blah, blah. Like, what do you
Because then you're, like, challenging her to just go against you and get her own way. And, yeah.
Or buy her laser.
I hate guys that think their junk is perfect.
Right? Yeah.
All right. So he should just have a talk. In all of these cases, it seems like people should just talk. That's your advice.
People don't communicate at all. You know what the problem is? Text.
Yeah.
Texting is the problem because you cannot infer tone from text. Even if you throw a million emojicons, as LB would say in there, it's very hard to discern a person's tone from text, whether it's email, a text message, whatever it is. You have to have either a face-to-face or a phone conversation so you can actually hear the person's voice.
It is 7:58, and we are going inside the warped female brain. Here's a 508 text. I previously texted in about my wife sexting with an old friend.
Okay, yes, I remember that.
So a few days after confronting her when we were having sex, she told me to take pictures of her and I doing it and send them to a woman that we know.
Okay.
Was that just so that she feels better about herself because she was guilty? Or was it so that she could stay in contact with the guy and not feel guilty?
So it's like a weird equalizer thing?
Yeah, like she's giving him permission to send
their
pictures or texts.
Not even close to the same thing.
That's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, I think she's trying to equal the level of playing field, and for somehow she thinks that makes up for the sexting without intent.
Right.
But I say 9.
My girlfriend recently told me she needs space to figure things out.
Seems summer's coming, guys. Hello.
Do we have to answer?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's April 20th.
You're right about that.
Summer is right around the corner.
It is. Nobody wants to waste their summer with somebody that they just don't want to be with.
Right.
Why do I have to explain where I'm going every Friday for the weekend?
She said she's afraid of being super committed and doesn't want to have to answer anyone. When she wants to do her own thing from time to time. She says she still loves me.
Oh, of course.
But she's not sure what she wants. Mm-hmm. Any advice on this?
I just talk to her and be like, what can I do? Am I too much in this department? Am I not enough in this department? You know, maybe you're up her ass about certain things. Maybe you're just missing cues. Just talk.
Kick her ass to the curb.
Well, you could do that too.
She
used you for a roof over her head in 3 squares a day, and now she's going hunting.
Here's a 617 text. I've been dating a girl that is a different race than I am.
Okay.
My parents are pretty old school and not as accepting as they should be. How should I bring about meeting them? Because I don't want to offend her, as I really like this girl.
You gotta sit your parents down and be like, "Look,
don't like give a warning to the girl and just say, hey, my parents are a couple of racists."
You could do that too, but you sit your parents down first and be like, "Look, don't you dare give side eye or say anything inappropriate or make any backhanded 1960s comments."
Yeah,
don't do it.
Here's an interesting question. This comes up in many ways from time to time. 617 text. What is a reasonable amount of time to wait to have sex with a partner? I've been waiting 3 months because she has asked, how much longer should I wait?
Everybody's different with that. I mean, I think after a couple months, you know whether or not you're going to have sex with somebody, unless there's some underlying religious issue or a previous... you know, I have friends that have had issues with being sexually assaulted in their past. So they're very slow to warm up to being intimate with somebody new because they need to build the trust first.
Huh.
And then I, you know chicks that have done guys in a bathroom at Axis 5 minutes after they met him. So
Axis, what year is this?
That was in 2001. That was the last time I went clubbing.
You could do it there.
It was. Yeah.
That was the last time you
Multi-sex
went out.
Multi-sex bathrooms. Awesome.
Spin cycle with DJ Tim Ryan. Yeah.
Hello. All right. Hello.
978
The other
text.
Thing is make sure she doesn't have a penis.
That too. Good call. That did come up recently as per shoot. I see what you did there.
978 text. I'm dating two women at the same time for the first time in my life.
It's exhausting.
Am I required to tell each of them that I'm dating other people? Should I just let it lie? And when it comes to sex, should I let the other girl know that I'm having sex with someone else or just keep it to myself?
Yes. Let them know that you're having sex with somebody else.
And wear a Jimmy.
And wear a condom, please. And don't back-to-back it. Give it the 24-hour rule, please.
Don't ever do the morning and night without a shower.
Seriously.
That's rude.
People do it and it's gross. But I mean, you should always be upfront about your intention, like whether you're dating multiple people or
it'll
you want to be...
It'll save you a lot of problems
it
later.
It does.
It's gonna it'll end up saving a lot of issues later.
You don't want
the
other person to assume that you're exclusive and then 4 months in, like, somebody runs into them and then they tag you on Facebook and then somebody else is like, wait, oh, you're with Tim? I just saw him with, Terry the other night.
Here's a 617 text as we go inside the warped female brain. The girl that I recently hooked up with at a bar turns out is a distant cousin of mine.
Oh. Okay. How far?
She actually doesn't say.
Okay.
She actually wants to see me again. I don't know what to do.
Gotta know how far away it is. Second cousin once removed plus, I think you're safe.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's see. I was doing.
I think you gotta go back to like great grandparents for it to be like not Iggy.
Here's a 774 text. This is creepy.
Yeah.
I was doing a brake job in my girlfriend's car the other day, and I found something that was rather disturbing. In the glove compartment, I found a bunch of photos of myself, most of which I was sleeping or unaware that I was being photographed.
Oh.
Is she crazy?
First of all, why were you in the glove box during a brake job? Because I'm not a mechanic, but I don't know that you need access to that.
It's always good to consult the manual.
Right. Sure.
Oh, really? Yeah. It's his first time doing brakes?
Well, either blackmail or she just really likes watching you sleep.
A lot of people have a fetish for that.
They do, yeah. Yes.
Here's a 978 text. I have multiple girls in my office sending me nudes.
Oh, yeah. Everybody want your Captain Studley
Wonderballs.
Everybody wants your ass.
I'm concerned about the effect this may have on my job. What is your recommendation, and why are they all sending me nudes when we work together?
Don't show them to your coworkers.
It's a trap.
Is it might be. Being set up?
They're playing with you.
This is an
They're bored, and they want to set you up.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I could see that happening if he is that knob that thinks he's God. Like, he's got the six-pack.
Right, yeah.
He's beautiful looking.
Yeah.
He graduated from, Columbia University. And he struts all day, every day. And the girls went out and got hammered one night and said, you know what?
Yeah.
Because you guys would do that.
I think it's not as big of a deal as it once was. The nude body.
I think
it's not. It's been, as time passes by and the social platforms...
But it doesn't become, go away.
No, I know. But I think it's for many. It's not. It might be a big deal for him, but it's not really a big deal for her.
Do you want to do a test, Hilldog?
What's that?
We can do a test. 617-947-8434. All you WAF ladies, send me nudes.
Send LB some nudes.
Let's see how it works.
Fun.
Oh boy.
All right. Let's see. This is a 617 text. This is a very interesting one. I was recently invited to go to a wedding with a girl that I know reasonably well.
Okay.
Should I expect that it is a romantic invitation, or she just needs somebody to go to a wedding with? Now, isn't this a real problem for women who don't currently have a regular boyfriend they don't want to go to a wedding by themselves?
Yeah.
Let's go inside the warped female brain.
Yeah.
Why is it weddings? Like, why is that?
Because then you get stuck at the single table with people you don't know.
And get hit on by 24 drunk guys.
Okay, because who's usually your bride friend is an a-hole. And instead of sticking you as the single at the table of 10 with the couples that you know, they can't do that because that doesn't fit in with the numbers, right? We can't just take away one seat or add one and squeeze one in. Which, if you're at the single table, eventually your friends are going to be like, well, just bring a chair over here and sit at our table. No big deal.
Yeah.
So you want to go with a date. But if you're not dating somebody, it's like you don't want to just bring someone new that you've just met. So you want someone that you know well enough that you can go and have a good time with and hang out with and be comfortable and introduce, but that it won't be weird where people are going to ask you a million questions and be like, oh, who's this? What's going on? You'd be like, oh, no, it's just my buddy.
So that's really probably the worst event for single women. Is another woman's wedding. Like, it's probably,
I think so.
It's probably like a, when you get that invitation and you're not with a guy, you're like, this is going to be a disaster.
Especially if you're at the age where everyone's like married or coupled. If you're younger or if you're in that weird, like, everyone just got divorced for the first time and hasn't met their second husband yet, then, you know, you get four, five, six of you that go together, you sit together, everything's great. But when you're like the uno, it's very, it's just a pain in the ass. Weddings are a pain in the ass.
It's the lose-lose situation because you lose because they're like, you don't have anybody. You're not dating. Oh, you're not engaged. And then, God forbid, you have a couple of cocktails and hook up with a single buddy from the groom's party, and then you're a hoe.
All right. well, that is Inside the Warped Female Brain this week. Nice work, Danielle.
Thank
awesome,
you.
Awesome, man.
Pretty reasonable questions.
Yes, this week.
Pretty reasonable questions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.